Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
I got to tell you, it gives me so much joy to be speaking to this person on the other end of the world, because they are pushing their projects and they're pushing their goals and their mission overseas. It would have been so easy for Toya DeLazy to hang out in SA and go from one corporate gig to the next, but you really are pushing in an international space, and it seems like it's working, Toya.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hi, by the way. Nice to chat to you again. I must say, the move last year was quite a crucial one. You know, as you said, it would have been easy, but I don't think that's what I wanted. I wanted to be stimulated.
Yeah.
And also, you know, be part of the real thing, if I could put it that way. Play in a league where I can learn a lot from, you know, what's happening around me. So I think, yeah, being overseas and having traveled so much has really, pushed me and to my limits as well. You know, I kind of needed that.
I want to take you moving to push your music overseas as a metaphor for people who are thinking about if they should make a big jump in life.
Okay.
And making a big jump in life, what is the payoff? What are the difficulties in making a big jump? But why in the end is it, you know, important to follow that inner voice?
Well, the difficulties of making a big jump, initially it's the resistance, the doubts, the who do you think you are, the it's good here, you've got a good thing going, why would you risk everything and go? I mean, who does that? You know, so it's the resistance within yourself, which I believe is the main enemy besides everyone else. I mean, I'm not saying anyone else is an enemy, but like, you know, before haters and all those things people check out, your own self and your own self-doubt. So yeah, for me, that's what it was. And conquering that and, you know, being like, okay, goodbye Camps Bay flat.
Yeah.
Let's put everything in storage. Buy family, buy everybody, buy record label, you know. And yeah, it's not an easy one to do. But, you know, what pays off at the end is when, because you struggle, geez, it's not like it's been easy. You come to a new country, nobody really knows you. First time you hit a pub even, you know, for a show, like four people come through and they're like, you're like, you're not even sure if the last one's there for you. They're probably like drunk in the corner, you know. It's a struggle, but you know what pushes one is the hope, you know, to make something happen. I think it's that jolt that, you know, there's more out there. It's a big world. And imagine if it does work out, you know. So
I wonder, if in your case, you actually need to constantly be challenged. If it's just part of your personality for you to not kind of coast through anything. If there's a year that's ahead, you would most likely choose the harder version of that year than the easier one.
Oof, I don't know if I enjoyed doing that, actually. If I'm doing that, thanks for the heads up. when you think about it, man, I mean, I'm from Eswatini. I always tell the story. I got to Durban, started making it. Then it was Johannesburg. Then it was South Africa, Cape Town. I mean, honestly, I thought, okay, is this it? You know, like, I'm 22 at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, is this what being made is? And honestly, I wasn't satisfied. There was just so much more knowledge and, you know, that I needed. And the world was so big and I've always wanted to travel. So, I mean, it seems like the more difficult route because it's not the most traveled route, you know. You know, and yeah, you come up with a whole lot of challenges, which a lot of people haven't, you know, met up with yet. So it's almost a lonely route as well, but it's just fulfilling because I can't explain what I've experienced, like getting to know the world in a way, like not just getting to know my own playground, you know, at home, but getting to know what the world looks like, what's going on, appreciating where I'm from as well, you know, because sometimes when we're home, we don't see certain things, you know. So like, yeah, it's all about growing, I guess. I guess I'll stop growing when I'm done.
What is this millennial crisis that everybody's speaking about? What is this buzzword of being a part of a generation where they said you could be anything you wanted to be and people find that overwhelming? And what is all of that? What does it mean and how does it manifest in your life?
Sorry, being a millennial?
Yeah,
Sorry?
everyone speaks about this millennial crisis. This idea that we're this generation that we're told when we were kids we could be whatever we wanted to be. And people find that really overwhelming. And a lot of people are struggling with that. How have you managed to kind of make it work? How are you making all those Instagram posts that say, go out and do this and be that and all of that? How are you making it work?
I guess by just doing it, but like when I feel like I need to do it, you know, like it's easy. I mean, I must say it's easy to say, okay, yeah, go out and do whatever. You can be whatever you want to be. But, you know, people want to be different things, you know. And, I mean, when I started getting into the industry, it was still a time where music wasn't such a, you know, glamorous occupation, especially when you come from Mahlabatsini. The first thing I was asked, how are you going to eat, you know. But I guess it's all about what you want at the end of the day. It's your dream. And, you know, you can't be what other people want you to be, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is for me. Like it was my struggle following my thing, which nobody really understood where I was from. So that kind of gives you that like tenacity to just keep going and make it happen because that's what you believe in. I hope that's what it means. I don't know.
That's a beautiful answer. What I have always loved about you is kind of this, so much of your worldview, so much of what you want to change in society, so much of yourself goes into what you create. Like your art, your music is such a true extension of who you are. Your DNA is wrapped up in your music, which is really so dope. And so many people struggle with kind of, I don't know, you know, figuring out what their voice is and, you know, being happy with what they see when they look in the mirror and not comparing themselves to other people on Instagram. And like, for you, I'm sure you've gone through that struggle, but it doesn't seem apparent that factors into your mind at all. You really seem to just be in your own lane.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I've gone through that, you know, like, but once you realize you're chasing, it kind of sucks the life out of everything that you're doing. It's just not genuine anymore, especially being a musician who lives off my art. And this is something I have to do every single day. You've got to be true. I think my vulnerability and my honesty in my music is what actually got people to enjoy what I'm speaking about. And I couldn't be, as in now, where we're talking about ourselves, I look so cool, I'm so fresh, or it just doesn't factor in. I think I'm also influenced by my environment. You know, there's things that, you know, that push one to sing, you know, for me, like being in an environment and there's things that concern me, or, you know, trying to share some joy that you're feeling. Inevitably, you end up, you know, I don't know, singing about those things, writing about those things, and trying to share the same energy with the people that are around you. I think it's just the natural course of a, you know, an artist to, yeah, I don't know. It's a tricky one to say, but an artist to, yeah, who's honest. I mean, I don't know what to say now. I don't want to say the wrong thing. It's 2016, eh? You say the wrong thing this time, things, yo.
It is. We're living in a very interesting
time.
Things
get real. But, yeah.
But do you ever, I mean, we know for a fact that, I mean, history has taught us that some of the greatest art of all time has come out of societies that were in serious chaos, serious struggle, that artistry thrives when there is something to kind of express, which I guess would be the positive side to some of the negative things in the world right now. You know, terrorism, racism, these are all wildly negative things, but they, you know, they give artists something to try and change in society.
Yeah, no, fully. Yeah, that's so true. But then you end up as well becoming almost a political voice instead of just an artist, you know? Because honestly, I mean, being in a different space now, I mean, I'm not home, but now in a way I'm also focusing on my artistry, as in I'm writing about other things, you know, like not the whole world is going through, you know, what's happening in different parts of the world, you know, so it's kind of good to also have a global view so that you're not kind of like just tied into one slot and or one direction, if I could put it that way. So for me, yeah, I think I'm enjoying the fact that I can now, not that I'm just closing my eyes to whatever's happening back home or I've left it. It's just like it's nice to just be an artist as well, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to write a song about going out and getting drunk at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to go there the whole time. But yeah, or you just want to write a love song, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, it hurts to write songs like Why Hate or Forbidden Fruit. I mean, one has to go through things to actually get to the point to actually try educate people how we're all just one. And, you know, just to be that voice, it's almost like you're the buzzkill.
Yeah.
After a while, it's like, oh no, here she comes with a speech. So yeah, I'm just like kind of looking into myself now as I'm growing as well. I want to see what, you know, what happens this year, being in a space where, for me, yeah, it's what I've kind of dreamt of, you know, being in a diverse society, and you know, you can be yourself. You're not judged by how you look, really, you know. It's just like a totally different platform.
Yeah, one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the world, London.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just exploring that. Not turning a blind eye, just exploring that.
I like that.
It's good for my spirit. Yeah.
This is also a big buzzword for people in this day and age. The word spirit, the word religion, the word all of that. Like, I mean, I've tried to meditate. I'm useless at it. I really wish I was better. Yeah. But I mean, also, where does one even find the time to unlock one's spirituality or to unlock one's religion? Or how does one even go about, you know, bracing that aspect of life, which as kids we were conditioned to think is a really important aspect? But maybe you don't have to believe in a certain God, or like, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think times have changed. I mean, so many people have, you know, people have grown up and we understanding more that the individual is actually the most important. And it doesn't have to be as selfish as it was put in religion. You know, with religion, whether it's Christianity or, I mean, Muslim, or it's all about a savior. Whereas in this day and age, it's more about knowing that, you know, everything you need is actually within yourself. So now meditation is more about getting to know yourself more. Knowing yourself is the most important. Loving yourself is also the most important. Doesn't mean you hate everyone else. It just means you're content with who you are, meaning that you can bring a more positive, vibe to people around you. So for me, that's what it is. It's as simple as getting up in the morning and, for me, thanking the universe for a new day. It doesn't have to be specific person. It's just, oh, thank you. Thank you, trees, for being alive. Sort of thing. So that's what it is. Well, that's what it is. It's become for me.
How good are you at being present in a moment?
Present in a moment. I'm present right now.
Yeah, it's one sort of has levels of consciousness. I'm sure when you're on a stage, you're at your highest level of consciousness. When you're buying groceries, you're like, oh, whatever. You're not really paying attention to it. Because it is interesting, you know, with social media and with digital and everything like that and everything that we're exposed to now, people are sort of so often sometimes, you know, concerned about capturing the moment that they're not living the moment, and that whole debate arises. But the importance of being present in a moment is it's vital, right?
Yeah, it's everything. It's everything. The presence of the moment is actually the whole point, really, of being alive. You know, like it's an experience on its own. But of course, we choose these things. I mean, especially with social media, I've actually cut down on like my phone a lot. I'm reading at the moment because I realized I kind of lost that, and I was like just on social media, and actually there's nothing there to stimulate my brain that much. So like I'm reading a lot at the moment, and yeah, the way it's just changed the way I approach life. Like, you know, I used to do it anyway when I was younger, but it's like you kind of forget about these things as you grow. And they're actually really important. So just like stimulating the brain and just like reading, and it teaches you about moments and, you know, actually knowing how to have a conversation and not be thinking about something else, you know.
And not a conversation in 140 characters.
Yeah, yeah, because this is it, man. Like right now, this opportunity, or right now, this is already a history, you know. Like you don't want to look back and be like, oh, damn, I shouldn't have... been, I don't know, I'm not saying I'm high, I'm just saying, like, you know, some people go through different things.
I got to go to two questions from a fellow millennial on the list, Roxy Berger.
awesome.
Roxy's two questions here. What is the best piece of advice you've ever received, Toya?
The best piece of advice. Honestly, I think the first time was, a few years ago, a couple of years ago. And this MD from Europe saw me perform and stuff. And he's like, never put everything out front. Like, don't show all your cards, basically. I mean, I don't know if it's the best advice in the world, but for me, it was the best thing ever. Because, you know, we're quick to just like, give it all. And
you got to hold some back.
That's what he told me. And I don't know, it works for me.
Well, that's what being sexy is. Being sexy is, you know, not walking around naked, but kind of wearing the clothes. Well, I don't know.
I like that analogy.
Being sexy is like showing a little bit, but not showing everything.
I mean, a second piece of advice, it came from my mother. She told me never to be vain. So I don't know, each time I find myself getting lost in the mirror, getting too concerned with that pimple or whatever, all the things that really at the end of the day don't count, I kind of hear a voice saying like, don't be vain.
I like that. That's an important one. Second question here. Will social media be the savior or anarchist of our generation?
It's kind of like an anarchist now. Everything happens on social media. I mean, you don't have to know the person personally, but geez, get their tag, their address on the internet. What's it like? They're at. It's like literally being on their doorstep. I mean, I've seen crazy things happen on social media over the past. And wars can be created on social media.
The next world war is going to be, I mean, God forbid there will be another world war, but I mean, from a social media perspective, that's going to be ridiculous.
I wonder, it's going to be something, but at the moment it's headed towards that direction. I mean, think about it. Like, you don't have to know this person, but they'll say, for example, something, but you'll be able to track down them down to the house. Like, and
it's worrying. Yeah.
It's deep. Yeah. And people move in numbers now, you know, these groups and all that stuff that actually means something, you know, followings and all that stuff.
What I've always liked about you, though, is that you kind of, any negative stuff that you receive on social media, you kind of just sort of laugh at. I don't think it was always the case, but now you're just like, oh, thanks. Peace out. It's been real.
It's been good. Yeah, man. I mean, before I used to get touched, eh? Like, it was like, you are saying that to me, you know, like, but I don't know. It's been good to grow, actually. You know, I'm actually enjoying growing up.
Adulting.
Adulting, if you put it that way. So
there are aspects of adulting that are cool. I guess, you know, insurance wouldn't be one of them, but this idea of moving through life is cool.
That and just not taking yourself way too seriously as well, like giving some space for some fun and stuff, you know, like people will say things, people will, you know, people have opinions. I mean, I don't know, I just learned not to make it break my whole life down when I'm actually pushing for something. I mean, it used to affect me to such a point, sometimes I wouldn't even want to go back on stage, you know. But you remember, you're in the public space, you're in the public eye. This is where you're at. So, I mean, what more do you expect? You're going to hear public opinion. You're going to hear all sorts of things. So just live with it.
It's hard. I'm so glad that you're on this list. This whole thing is about kind of just hearing from other millennials, and it just sort of being stuff that you can listen to when you're not having the best day or you're wondering how else somebody else gets through something. And I feel like we've really just reflected that in the past sort of 20 minutes.
Awesome, man.
I need the takeaway line though, Toya DeLazy. I need the pull out quotes. Give me the final stance.
So do you want me to like?
I'm not going to navigate what you should say. Just tell me whatever you want the world to hear. What do people need to be more cognizant of? What if you had a giant megaphone that the whole world could hear right now? What would you want to say? I mean, it's your album, but it's also in a sentence.
Be yourself, know yourself, love yourself, and it will reflect on everyone around you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love how it's so easy to say, it's so hard to do, but it's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Toya DeLazy, thank you so much.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.